Another time, Dad shook his head at milk straining time, and he kept saying, "I just don't understand." And this was when Edwin was working at the neighbor's for $1 a day, and he got bacon for breakfast, which was soaked in skim milk to get the rancinate out. And for supper, he got blackberries and milk in the summertime. Now this 28th night of February, he came walking in all the snow with a package under his arm through the pasture, of course. He didn't come to the barn, and Dad figured something was wrong. This was before he had dated. So Dad retraced his steps, and up to the house it went. Dad figured he was fired and hated to tell us. He left him alone and went back to milking. When through milking and separating into the house to eat cornbread Flora had put on the stove before milking. But in the lane, we saw the fodder sled with people and more people following. So they came to surprise Papa and Mama for their silver wedding. Flora knew this was all going to happen, but she could not especially clean up nor build fire in the parlor room stove, cause smoke out of the chimney would give things away. Oh, what excitement. And she just couldn't get things to order somewhere. You can imagine on a farm with deep snow how extra wraps, overshoes, things, not to freeze, would stand around a kitchen range, and one is dressed not for looks. That was one thing forgotten, a dress for Mama. Her dresses were all kind of too big because Elmer was born shortly, but a year before, almost. Mom was in tears, but not because of the dress. True, Aunt Martha on her 25th had had a shiny gray satin dress. It was a surprise that Arthur from the seminary was also with those that arrived. That's what brought her to tears. He never came home except in summer, and on the framed memento for 25th wedding he had a little card that says from Arthur and Elida. So he was serious with a girl, and it was true. He graduated that spring and also married her in Jacob, Illinois. No one went traveling, not done those days, no traveling. And those years were very much, and everybody stayed home, but they were married over there. Okay, this night, when they came with the fodder sleds, Reverend Bruce, the minister, and his wife were with them on the sled. And when they came in, they smelled cornbread and wanted that much rather than all the other food visitors brought. Flora said, "Well, I had to bake it, or Mama sure knew something was wrong." "That's good," Pastor said. Arthur had tended to cake and a corsage too. When finally the parlor was a little bit warm, they asked the people to come in there for the service that the pastor had. I can still see little Elmer standing right in front of the folks, wondering what's all going on. He had a blue short pants on, and he just looking. Then Anna Schlesman came, and she picked him up, and we all thought that was unnecessary. He was doing fine. The golden wedding of Grandma Stinkle was summer before this. And Elmer was very little, had just barely learned to walk, with a little white dress on, had embroidered silken stripes, button on the side, very boyish. He could walk, but dresses were kept on even when they walked. But the reason everybody looked at him so much was that his face and hands were so sore. Well, excuse me. Was the day before when all were busy baking golden wedding cakes and other food for the surprise for Grandpa and Grandma Stinkle. Elmer was missed. Did we ever call around for him and look and look? We even went to the pond. But silly, but where could he be? Then finally he came out of the chicken house. Couldn't have heard us with all the chicken cackling around. He had done what he saw his parents do, spread lime under the roost of the chickens. But the stuff bit his tender skin, and I guess it dusted in his face and eyes, and he'd rub. At least he was a sorry mess to look at. How Mama worried what people would think at the celebration. What they thought, we don't know, but they sure had plenty questions.